Welcome to the Software Testing Podcast, sponsored by ASTQB. ASTQB, the American Software Testing Qualifications Board, is the U.S. board for the internationally recognized ISTQB Software Testing Certification. Our mission is to promote professionalism in software testing in the United States. We are pleased to present these podcasts as a service to the software testing community and invite you to learn more about ASTQB at astqb.org. This is part one of ASTQB's three-part podcast on the new normal for testing in the age of digital transformation. We're excited to have Michael Sowers, the CIO and senior consultant at Techwell and SQE Training. He's speaking with us today about the digital transformation and how it's creating really a new normal for today's software development and testing professionals. Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Dave, it's awesome to be here. Thank you so much for the invite, and I'm excited about our conversation.
For those of you who are listening, know that there are three parts to this, as I mentioned at the beginning. So this will be the first part, and we're going to talk about the digital transformation and how it will affect software testing. So to begin with, Mike, I'd like you to kind of give us a little bit of an overview of what you mean by the age of digital transformation.
Sure. I don't know that Wikipedia has completely framed yet, Dave, the age of digital transformation, but there's a lot of talk going on about this whole transformation. Mm-hmm. I think it has probably multiple dimensions. There's this change associated with the application of digital technology, really in all aspects of human society. And that transformation stage means that, the digital usages, if you will, allow us to identify new types of innovation and creativity in a particular domain, you know, rather than just simply enhancing or supporting our traditional methods. So, you know, transformation is happening in technology. Transformation is happening in data. Transformation is happening in the connectivity, the internet, of things, and so forth. So lots of opportunity for moving from really one state that we were in to now a new state as these new technologies and innovations come to bear.
Right, and as you describe it, it sounds like it permeates every aspect of what we're doing. And I suspect that that puts some pressure on not only the developers, but also the testers. You talk about the Internet of Things, you know, that's one aspect, but there's just very rapid and continuous development going on right now. Where do you put us in terms of where are we now? And I guess if you were to think about the steps forward, are we just on the cusp of this digital transformation? Or are we about to get hit by a tidal wave that's really setting us up for some changes that we need to make as software testers?
Yeah, interesting question. And again, I don't think anybody has a crystal ball, and I'm sure there'd be multiple views on this. But my view from strictly a software engineering and testing perspective is that, we're probably a good 5 years into this transformation, but there's a pretty big, bubble train ahead, if you will, where things are going to continue to expand pretty quickly. And so what we're doing, I think, from a technology, the software engineering industry, if you will, is a little bit of running to catch up. If you think about the transformations that have happened, in the hardware space or the automotive space or medical maybe spaces or, other spaces, they went through similar transformations. Think about media, physical media. We had physical media for quite a while, and people actually paid to have the magazine delivered to your doorstep, right?
Right.
And over about a decade of time, everything's online. Nobody wants to pay for that thing showing up in your mailbox every day. We're reading lots and lots of stuff on the internet, and so there's been a whole transformation of how media, is delivered.
So with that in mind, where are we now in terms of testing and where does that, where do we go in the future with it, with all of these potential changes coming?
Yeah, I think if I just read, sort of read the cards of the teams and organizations that we work with by way of level setting, first of all, we, businesses, all of us, regardless of what words they put on it, companies, businesses, enterprises, are in the software engineering technology business to deliver capability faster, better, and cheaper to whoever their consumer base is, their users, their customers, their client. The challenge for us, from a software development and testing perspective, is that things are becoming more and more complex, as they do in any particular area, as they mature, right? So we've got this whole issue around security that we're confronted with every day, that we read in the newspapers every day. So we got security vulnerability risks. We've got the diversity of the user interfaces that we need to think about. We've got big data. We have analytics. We have machine learning, and the pursuit of autonomous transports of every kind, right? Connected everything, constantly evolving, technology stacks. So first of all, that's a lot to keep up with as either a software developer or tester. And of course, it's a lot to get ahead of relative to ensuring that what we deliver is correct and suitable for use, for the customer. Secondly, I think there's more change and less certainty within that change, shorter development cycles, and of course, shorter testing windows. And our methods, are moving from the traditional waterfall methods to the agile software engineering approaches. And in doing so, then traditional roles within software engineering, like business analyst, project manager, developer tester, operations members, are changing. All right.
Now, so is changing the operative word, or are these going away? I mean,
Yeah, great question. I personally don't see them going away, but full disclosure on my confirmation bias there. I've been in this industry for about 30 years, 3 decades, and I started as a co-op student doing hardware testing, and so I sort of fell into that, and then moved through to doing software testing and learning about software engineering and eventually leading larger teams in software development and testing. It's been a fabulous career for me. Were there times when I felt like I was pushing a wet rope uphill? Sure. I mean, we all have those challenges in all of our jobs, right? But it's just been very rewarding and challenging, and I felt very, quite frankly, very blessed in the career. So my perspective is, I think there's plenty of opportunity left for the expertise of all these roles, and in particular, if we're talking about testing, the tester role. Now, they're changing, those roles are changing and evolving, but there's plenty of work to do. I wouldn't worry about those roles going away personally for quite some time.
So the death of testing, as it has been proclaimed by some, is not, testing's not going away. But it may change and evolve, both now and in the future.
Yeah, I wrote an article on this. I don't know, a few months ago, maybe it's been 6 months ago, and I talked about software now being a societal or social responsibility. I mean, think about it. By some reports, we touch or interact with over 250 devices that have software in them every day. So, so I forget who said it, but somebody said, look, software is eating the world. And it is. I mean, software is everywhere and in everything. And so my concern as a software consumer is that something could go very, very wrong, with software. And if it goes very, very wrong, that can have a significant impact, to an individual, a team, a company, a state, a nation, or a world. And so we just have to get software right. And so there's plenty of testing, in my judgment, to be done. I mean, just think about all the accelerated software engineering methods and tooling that we have in place now. So we're certainly producing much more software, let's say by the hour, than we ever had before.
So there's job security is what you're telling me. It sounds like,
Well, I mean
presuming that we're not just
that's
going to let
that.
everything go crumbling down, and we're not. So where do you
I
see
mean, that's
testing?
my view. I'm sure some would have a different view, but I mean
No,
that's
I
my
mean
view.
it makes sense to me. But so where do you see testing going in the future then?
Yeah, so I think to your point, testers' roles are changing, right? We did a survey, the State of the Testing Profession survey that we do. I think we've done it over the last couple of years, and so we ask 1,000+ people, where do you think testing is headed? And in fact, we asked that question that you ask, is testing dead? Do you think testing is dead? Right? And overwhelmingly, north of I think 85% said, testing is not dead. We need more testing. Now the question is the role of our traditional tester changing? And the answer to that was absolutely yes. First of all, testers are being asked to become more technical. Absolutely more technical. Now, that's not to say that we don't need subject matter experts, domain experts, and people that understand the business. We have to have that as well. But more and more testers are being asked to be more technical. And in some cases, more technical means you have to program or script. In other cases, it just means you have to be able to understand the technology more deeply, that you're working on, right? It doesn't always translate to I have to be a programmer, right? I also see the role shifting, particularly as we move to agile, for the traditional tester role becoming more of a mentor or coach to the rest of the team.
Yeah,
And the
and
ability
I'd wondered
to
about
go
that.
ahead.
It seems as though with everything growing in terms of the amount of software being developed and the software role perhaps changing, but if anything, it sounds as though there are not enough people probably even available to do testing, and that's where maybe it spreads out. And we'll talk about that a little bit more probably in part two, but let me just kind of let me cut to probably the big question that's in the back of people's minds. We've talked about the fact that the roles may be changing. We talk about, well, you need some more technical expertise. Is this, it sounds like bottom line, these are exciting developments, but are there testers out there? And I guess we'll probably talk about that again in parts two and three, but is there hope? Should testers be afraid? Or is this really an exciting time to be a tester? Where would you kind of leave us there for part one?
Well, let me answer the negative first. Yeah, I'd certainly be afraid if you're unwilling to change. Now, if you're willing to embrace change and build on the changes that are happening to leverage the acceleration of your career, then I think you're absolutely in a really great space. everyone is asking, that is companies, organizations, teams, are asking for a diversity of skill sets, particularly again on agile teams, such that everyone can perform different tasks. In other words, we're asking developers now to also step up to doing some testing. We're asking testers to step up to do some scripting or some coding. But yet we want the whole agile team, in the context of agile, to have an objective voice. That is, they all need to be constantly asking, the what and why questions and practice critical thinking, because at the team level, they are now accountable for quality. Whereas, again, in traditional roles, we tended to have centralized QA and test teams that, the code came over the wall, somebody tested it, somebody said it was correct, and then we signed off, right, on that. There was this sort of policing mentality. Whereas, now in the agile approach, the whole team is accountable for quality. Well, all those other team members that are participating on the team may not have that expertise. And so that's why I think testers play a critical role in helping to nurture, mentor, coach, train, teach the team how to do that, what some call quality engineering, even beyond testing.
No, that sounds absolutely right. And that will I think lead us into some interesting discussions in part two and part three of this series. So let's wrap up part one, if you will, at that point, and then we invite people to listen to parts two and three as we continue this conversation. Thanks, Mike.
Great. Great to be with you, Dave. Thanks very much.
Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We invite you to find more software testing podcasts, webinars, and white papers at www.astqb.org.